T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so I want to thank Taryn Booker for joining us. I don't usually keep guests on for like 3 hours unless I just want to mail it in on a Friday and get out of here. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. I don't usually keep guests on for 3 straight hours unless they've got something to say and something to add to the show, and Taryn absolutely does. This whole mask thing has been driving me absolutely loony. Because yesterday, as you know, we had Maria and attorney Corey Hogan on. They're suing the Lancaster schools. And I look, to me, all you have to know about the Lancaster schools is you had 2 children presenting with serious breathing issues and adults in charge, as they were en route for medical attention for breathing issues, told the kids to put on masks. Seriously? That would be like me having a heart attack and you saying, Tom, have another French fry, maybe a hot dog too. Seriously. Stupid. So I think these masks are absolutely idiotic. I think they are little torture devices for children. And again, if you've had COVID or you are vaccinated and you're standing outside with a mask, I do laugh at you. Actually, I laugh at anybody standing outside with a mask, especially when there's nobody within like a mile on the sidewalk. I'm going to tell you that I mean this with everything in me. I haven't had one complaint from any doctor, not an email, nothing. If you've had COVID, and you know it, if you have been vaccinated against COVID, and you are wearing a mask, especially outside, you really need to seek mental counseling, because you are being OCD, you are being phobic. A phobia is an irrational fear of something you need not fear. Now, being scared of a black widow or brown recluse spider, that's not a phobia. That's a rational fear. Being scared of a virus for which you already have natural immunity or vaccinated or acquired immunity is mentally unhealthy, okay? You are serious. I mean this with all kindness. I really do. You need mental help. That mask has become a crutch to you. I laughed my ass off when I saw Biden wearing a mask the other day. Biden and his wife wearing masks. They're both vaccinated. They sleep together, I presume. They're both wearing masks. What? All the Secret Service guys? They're wearing masks? Really? Why? They didn't get vaccinated? Unbelievable. I mean, these Secret Service guys, they're bad hombres, baby. I mean, they're in like peak lean condition. Even if they weren't vaccinated, if they got COVID, the chance of a negative outcome is negligible. Who says that, Tom? The science says it. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. I'm not a doctor. I can read. I'm okay at analyzing things. But the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, they're doctors. They're surgeons. Go to their site. I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to my COVID information, I do not trust a damn thing CDC says. I don't trust a damn thing Cuomo says. He killed all the people, well, killed a lot of people in nursing homes. Know that. His mandates, arbitrary and capricious. He's like been a one-man wrecking crew of the New York economy. The guy's got real issues with women. allegedly. And the guy did a book deal that kind of smells. And he also got some unethical help, in my opinion, from his brother on crisis management. So he's a real piece of work. But as far as CDC, you go back and you look at how many things CDC got wrong. They're not credible. Fauci is not credible. Facebook is not credible. Twitter is not credible. The people with credibility, believe me, I looked and I looked and I looked and I finally found that for which I was looking. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I said to myself, by golly, these people are doctors and they're getting it right. And we've had the executive director, Dr. Jane Orient, on the show a couple of times. And she's really good. She's really smart. But anyway, as far as this whole mask thing, you as a parent of kids, what are your kids saying about it? What do you think about it? And are you taking part in any of the Unmask Our Kids rallies? You can get more information on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. Let's go to Wheatfield and a person who says the name is Kat, C-A-T. I have no idea what I'm getting into. Kat, you're on.
Hello, nice to talk to you guys today.
Oh, this would be like a Kathy, not... I wasn't sure if my cat had figured out how to call into the show. If so, we're in trouble because she's, you know.
No, that's just my nickname. Everybody knows that's my name. It's not my real name, but it's the name that I go by.
All right. Well, Bowerly's not my real name. I thought I'd try something impossible to say and pronounce for the radio. Anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm coming at this from like a little bit of a different angle. I actually went to the rally this week in Wheatfield. My kids are in middle school and high school. I also have a five-year-old and a three-year-old. And I chose to homeschool them this year because I refused to send them to school to wear a mask. And I went to the Wheatfield rally this week, and I did it because my kids want to go back to public school next year. And I thought, if I don't go and show my face and let people know and hold my sign and express that, you know, these kids wearing masks all day is just not good for them, you know, I have to at least stand up for my kids, even though they're not even in the public school system this year.
So how many people were there roughly? Was it a good turnout? Did you feel like you were alone in a wheat field? How was it?
No, I would say there was probably, I actually ended up counting them because I said, you know, somebody is going to ask. I would say there was probably 25 to 30 adults. There were lots of kids there. Everybody had signs. The kids were, you know, drawing with chalk. We had a little bit of a news story that somebody came and interviewed a few people that were there. I actually met Val there and talked to her for a little bit. But it was just, you know, there were people from Grand Island. There were people from Star Point. There were people from Wheatfield. And I think it was kind of a last-minute thing. I only saw it because it was on my town's Facebook page. I didn't even know it happened.
Did you run into any hate-filled supremacists there?
There were a few cars that drove by that did yell, put your mask on, or I believe somebody threw, like, an apple at us or something.
How loving.
Pardon?
How loving.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, no, but I meant, you know, your organ, you know, people who are into unmasking our kids, one of the people, the Akron taxpayers, actually pays with the Board of Education, referred to the unmasked people as supremacists. She used every word in the regressive lexicon to describe people who just want their kids to be able to be kids again.
Yeah, disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. And I hope she answers for her. Somebody asked her some questions.
Well, I mean, can you really expect a lot where they built an eight-sided house?
No.
I'm kidding. I'm just having fun with Akron. Don't hate me.
You know, I think that parents of all walks of life, you know, need to, whether your kids are in the school system or not, you know, if you're a human being, I can't imagine anybody looks at these kids sweating and wearing masks and think it's okay. I'm actually at the playground right now, and there are a few adults here with masks on. There are a few small children with masks on. I was, you know, and I can't believe it. You know, we're outside. It's a nice day. The wind's blowing. You know, where is the emergency? Where are people getting sick and dying. You know, I kind of laughed. I saw on I don't even know, it was a Facebook page, Niagara County Facebook page, you know, five people had died in all of Niagara County. What is the statistic on that? It's so small.
Well, I mean, look, somebody earlier mentioned diabetes. One fun fact I like to throw in, because this is personally relevant. Once every 37 seconds, an American dies of heart disease. Where is the concern about people like me? One every 37 seconds, dawn, heart disease. That, I mean, if it was COVID, my God.
Yeah, I feel like this whole COVID thing was probably a bit blown out of proportion. Don't get me wrong. Of course, it's serious and people have gotten sick and died. But, you know, for me and my family, we're young. We don't have any, you know, statistical negatives against us. You know, let us live. Let us live our life and breathe and do the things that we used to do. I was embarrassed. My son went, you know, he's 15. I homeschooled him this year and we went to the store the other day and he wanted to wear his mask, you know, and I looked at him and I said, I kept you home this year, so you didn't have to go and wear a mask. And he said, but Mom, it's the rule. You know, I'm not vaccinated. So, you know, the store says I have to wear a mask. So I had to explain to him, what are your concerns here? Are you sick? He said, no. And I said, well, are the people around you sick? He's like, well, I don't know. They could be asymptomatic. And I just feel like everybody has just been taken, you know, brainwashed and fed a bill of garbage.
Okay, at his age, that he has to have friends 15 years old who had COVID.
Oh, absolutely.
And what did they tell him it was like? Did they say, I thought I was going to die, I communed with Jesus? Or did they say it was kind of like a cold?
They all said it was like a cold. In fact,
thank you, because I hang out with some teenager. That sounds so bad. I've got this van with no windows with free puppies on the side. Now I have friends. Hold on, I really have to explain this. Hold on, don't go anywhere. Wow, I can't even come within 100 feet of a Chuck E. Cheese now. So talking about this whole mask thing, and I cannot believe the interest in this. Taria was right. Tommy was wrong. One for Taria, none for Tom. I'm a big boy. I can deal with being wrong. It doesn't happen a lot, once a day, once an hour, whatever. But anyway, so I have friends, a lot, actually, of friends. And some of those friends that we hang out with a lot have a whole bunch of teenagers in their house. They've got three kids, but their house is like teenager central. So therefore, I am exposed to a lot of teenagers, okay? And I'm talking 13 to 17 years old. Of those teenagers, I'd say most of them had COVID. Every single teenager said, yeah, for me, it was like the cold. 2-3 days and back to normal. Now, one of the kids is an anomaly, and I shall explain why. Because she has had COVID on numerous occasions, such a situation that she is taking part in UB medical research. But anyway, Kat in Wheatfield, who was at the Unmask Our Kids rally for Niagara County, or in Niagara County, rather. It was Niagara County, you said, right?
Yes, it was at Niagara Wheatfield, and I'll be at the one on Tuesday at Military Niagara Falls Boulevard.
All right, and we're talking about your 15-year-old child. And yeah. I'm sure that you went through this with your kid. You're 15 years old. All of your friends who've had COVID, how did they describe it? Did they die? No. Were they a little sick for a couple of days? Maybe. But are they okay now? Yeah. So why would he be scared?
You know, I'm not really sure, and I guess maybe I kind of feel like I failed as a parent because, you know, I did take the stand to choose to homeschool them this year, so to not have the back and forth with the hybrid and are they going to have school today and the masking and all of that. And, you know, I kind of kept them home to kind of, like, you know, insulate them from that and keep them from having to deal with all of that. So, you know, it just goes to show that even keeping your kids home, they're not – they're still exposed to, like, their friends and the news, where it's such a negative thing, COVID, and you have to wear your mask and wash your hands. You know, these kids are truly afraid, and that's really sad. You know, when you break it down and you see that, you know, I told my son, you don't have the risk of dying from COVID. You know, there's so many more things that he would be more susceptible to than COVID.
Well, the number of parents I know who lost children in their 20s to drug overdoses during COVID far exceeds the number of people I know who died of COVID.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'm sorry to say it, but it's a big club. And if you're in that club, you have my deep sympathies. There's nothing I can ever say that is going to make it go away, not even to the people that I know and love who have been, you know, because you're never going to be the same. It's never going to go away. There's nothing anybody can say. And unfortunately, the COVID paranoia contributed to a lot of drug overdoses and a lot of issues with alcohol, which is why I've got a major HO for the Erie County Department of Health saying, hey, come get your vaccine, then have alcohol. I'm not a teetotaler. Don't get me wrong. But that's just really messed up messaging. I'm glad you called, Kat.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll take your calls, 803-0930. And whenever I say messed up, you know what I'm thinking, right? Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page. Would be a different show if I didn't have to worry with the FCC. Wouldn't be that different, but occasionally it would be. Because words that I'd like to use, you know, it's like using a little bit of curry here and there. It's great. Too much curry, too spicy. You don't like that. Whoa, I haven't heard this song in years. Wait, this is cultural appropriation. Get this off the air, Pasquale. Damn. I apologize for Pasquale Maggiore's entirely insensitive choice in music and the cultural appropriation and supremacy it represents. I'm being totally sarcastic. It is 5:30. You know, I'm gonna try doing this show after drinking. That would be awesome. All right, it is 5:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly, and do we need to go to Alan Harris in a couple of minutes? Because it sounded like that situation was becoming a Mongolian cluster. So if we have to do Alan in a couple of minutes, we'll do Alan in a couple of minutes. That's a thumbs up. I thought so. Yep. All right. The 5 o'clock summer stimulus word, rewind, R-E-W-I-N-D. Allow me to take a moment to tell those of you in the Unmask Our Children movement that you have a very staunch ally in me, okay? Now, I am not, contrary to what people tried to make you believe, I am not delusional, all right? I am only an idiot with a microphone. However, a lot of people listen to this idiot with a microphone. And every now and again, although I'm going to be the first to tell you talk radio cannot change the world, it's not going to happen, okay? All the Sean Hannitys and Rush Limbaughs and Mark Levins and Dr. Michael Savages, they can't change the world, all right? Every now and again, at a local level, we can get things done and make a difference. I think, personally, you guys made a huge difference with the Skyway situation. Higgins and Kennedy retreated with their tails between their legs after we did some shows on the Skyway where basically nobody called in to say, yes, the Skyway needs to come. Everybody was like, what are these people thinking? I live in Hamburg. How am I going to get home? That was you guys. And I think it's the same thing with this unmasking our children concept. And I got to tell you, I think it's a damn shame that you parents have had to spend, in some cases, thousands of dollars to litigate to obtain your civil rights. And by the way, when the guy called in around this time a couple of days ago saying, well, you know, if they start segregating vaccinated versus unvaccinated people, it's a violation of New York civil rights law. I looked up the law and I was right. The civil rights law the guy was talking about only covers protected classes. It's not about vaccinated versus unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are not a protected class according to the law. So I'm not a lawyer, but my instinct was correct. And Corey Hogan backs me up on that. So the civil rights law, you got to remember, everybody's created equal, but some people are more equal than others when it comes to civil rights law. And at this point, unvaccinated people do not constitute a protected class in society. All right, so unmask our children, yes or no? What are your kids telling you about masks? 803-0930. *930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. I wish I was able to have another kid right now, like a 5-year-old immediately. So the 5-year-old could tell me what kindergarten is like wearing a mask. That's, a little past me now, but yeah, 2's enough. Thank you. Let's go to David in Buffalo. David, you are on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I feel encouraged by such political. I feel encouraged by people who have become activists out of necessity to protect the safety and well-being emotionally and physically of their flesh and blood, sir.
Yeah, I find this whole thing completely absurd, especially when the CDC, their numbers, and these are their numbers, Tom, and you know what, they actually put a graph up, and I know some people out there, the maskers, need, pictures to get what is happening. And the graph actually shows that, and I'm going to try to make this brief, 0 to 29-year-olds, and I'm including people that go to college, obviously, right, made up 35% of cases, but only made up 0.6% of deaths. And yes, okay, we talk about everything, but one death, I understand that, but the anomaly. As far as 65 to and over, 65 plus, they made up 13.7% of cases, but 95.2% of deaths. So why are we doing this mask thing when the numbers clearly show that children don't need to wear the masks?
And also, they don't need to be vaccinated, nor do college students need to be vaccinated, nor do young, healthy people need to be vaccinated. Who says this? Me, a non-doctor? Well, yeah, and my source is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Thank you. And
I don't use the CDC as a source anymore because they are not credible.
Right.
CDC is not a credible source. I'm going to confide something to you. I feel like a failure as a talk show host and as a critical thinker for buying the CDC's baloney over the course of the past 16 months. But my dilemma in my excuse was, as a member of the media, okay, you always have to say, I'm not a doctor and I need reputable sources. My mistake was, there's a line from a movie, my mistake, we messed up, I trusted him. And I trusted CDC. And almost everything CDC said during this entire escapade turned out to be wrong, including what we now know about the China issue. It was man-made. And you want to know why I'm beating myself up? I will tell you why. I know a lot of people in medicine, okay? Like, look, I'm not bragging. It's just the way my life works, okay? I've become a social butterfly. I have a lot of friends in a lot of different professions. And very early on, a friend of mine in medicine said, Tom, this is not a naturally occurring virus. There is something that is unusual about this. It has all the hallmarks of being engineered. And I did not go on the air and say that. I went on the air and said, well, the CDC says it's avian spread like the Spanish flu. Turns out my friend was right. CDC was wrong. And we all know that they're full of crap now.
Right. And Tom, when you said that before the Fauci emails came out, I had called in a few weeks ago and I was trying to tell you about this research paper from 2018. Where it wasn't about COVID, they were researching, and in the paper it clearly showed gain of function, and it was with a coronavirus out of the horseshoe bat. And what they were doing was they were manipulating the sting in human viruses, in human blood or whatever, and it was just interesting. But you're like, not the CDC. But and the Fauci emails come out, and you're like, and you self-admittedly, and I praise you for this, you're like, I was wrong.
I was wrong, using the proper accredited sources, I was wrong, and I am embarrassed by it. I don't like being wrong, and you know what I really don't like? I don't like being lied to by people with letters after their names.
You are awesome.
Well, I mean, what can I say? I apologize for being wrong. I've explained my dilemma. I mean, you know, the only thing I could do to correct it is in the middle of COVID, build this time machine, go back and study medicine and virology, and then bring my time machine back to this era and say, well, you know, I actually do have a medical degree, and here's what I found. But you know what? If I'd have said it, they probably would have fired me under pressure.
You are awesome.
All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. If I can get somebody to laugh once a day, it's good. It's good by me. All right. What do we do? No, the people, you know, there are things that bother me about my career. I don't look back. I think there's a reason the rearview mirror of your car is small and the windshield is big. I saw that in a Facebook meme. I didn't just make that up. I get all my fun things to say from Facebook. But anyway, look, the Patriot Act. I supported that. I was wrong supporting the Patriot Act. I know I was wrong supporting the Patriot Act. I regret it. I was stupid. I messed up. I apologize. I was wrong about COVID's origins because I trusted CDC. Now we find out, in writing, CDC knew all along that it was likely man-made in Wuhan. But they lied to us, and I repeated the lie, which makes me equally culpable in misinformation. And what's really tragic, as I said, even if I had done the research myself and could prove it, had I gone on the air and said, folks, my research shows this is from Wuhan's lab, I probably would have been fired. They probably would have fired me. They would have been under so much pressure from the government. You got to get this guy off the air. He's spreading misinformation. So when doctors clam up, you got to understand, doctors are licensed by their states in which they practice. It could be very political. There's a reason, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of doctors will not write opiate prescriptions. The minute they do, DEA, ding, let's take a look at this individual. There's a reason why they won't give you differing viewpoints than the orthodoxy, because they get checks from big health companies who, I'm not naive. Believe me, I've been around the block a few times. I am anything but naive, but I can still be taken for a ride. I can still be gullible. I'd be lying to you if I said I'm not. And you can be too, you know? Like in Scarface, where Sosa is talking to Tony Montana, says, I ask myself, how can I trust this Lopez fellow if he has such bad judgment? And then Tony Montana says, you know, Frank's a smart guy. It could happen to you too. That's a little bit of foreshadowing. And it did happen to Sosa. Smart guy, but he trusted Tony Montana. And I'm okay intelligence-wise. I'm not smart, kind of stupid, but... you know, same kind of concept. It all gets down to Scarface, folks, at least lately. Pasquale, will you play Strangers in the Night so I can be Octavio the Clown? All right. Hey, should we do a show on your favorite true crime show at some point, or would that suck? Because that's what I watch. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about shedding a tear for Kelly Sigler. Just saying. Somebody's got to get to the bottom of this. All right. It is 5:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly. Oh, this is awesome. Craig Coe, Dumpster Rentals, my ex-wife. I get to use that. All right. My ex-wife got her dumpster from Craig Coe. My ex-wife is doing major renovations, and she's doing a major purge of her house, and she called Craig Coe Dumpster, and she is so happy with the work done by Craig Coe Dumpster. Craig Coe Dumpster helped my ex-wife clear out a lifetime, and she's really old, so that's a long time, a lifetime of accumulation in just days. Craig Coe has been providing dumpster service to Western New York for more than 22 years. They've got nice-looking dumpsters. They know just because you're doing a purge, you don't want your house to look like it needs to be purged, so they're very gentle when they put your dumpster on your driveway. At Craig Coe, Look, if you're a contractor, I'm going to bet you Craigco can get you a better price than what you're paying now for dumpster and disposal. Why don't you call Craigco? And if you're a homeowner doing renovations or just decluttering and saying, nobody's going to want to buy this stuff, it's moldy, get a dumpster from Craigco. It's a lot easier. 791-4055. 791-4055. All right, Pasquale, I want to walk out on that scene from the Babylon Club where they try to kill Tony Montana. May we do that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.